Let's say you're a young, ambitious entrepreneur looking to make it big. You could take the traditional startup route, come up with an innovative idea, build a product, and raise venture capital. Or you could start a cryptocurrency exchange and use customer deposits to fund your own hedge fund trading operations and lavish lifestyle. That's exactly what Sam Bankman-Fried did with his companies, FTX and Alameda Research. At just 30 years old, he had achieved rockstar status in the crypto world. He was the face of the industry, giving keynotes at major conferences and lobbying lawmakers in Washington, D.C. Forbes put his net worth of over $26 billion at its peak, making him one of the richest people in crypto and among the wealthiest self-made billionaires under 35. But behind the scenes, a house of cards was being constructed through blatant misuse of customer funds in what authorities are calling one of the biggest frauds in American history. This is the story of how Sam Bankman-Fried managed to pull off a multi-billion dollar fraud right under the noses of investors, auditors, and regulators. Welcome to Profit Predators Business Scams Unveiled, where the glossy facade of entrepreneurship meets its shadowy counterpart. In this series, we dive deep into the world of white-collar crime, unraveling the stories of ambition turned deception. From the boardrooms to the courtroom, we expose the mechanisms and minds behind the most notorious business scams. These are tales of greed, betrayal, and the pursuit of wealth at any cost. Stay with us as we reveal the true cost of these crimes, not just in dollars, but in trust and human impact. Your journey into the darker side of business starts now. Samuel Benjamin Bankman-Fried, also known as SBF, was born on the 5th of March, 1992. His parents are Barbara Fried and Joseph Bankman, who were both professors at Stanford Law School. He was born at the university campus in Stanford, California. His parents brought him and his siblings up with utilitarian values, similar to how someone might be raised Unitarian. They often had dinner table debates about what would bring the greatest good to the greatest number of people. He went to high school at Crystal Springs Upland School in Hillsborough, California. Even though he got the best grades, he mostly kept to himself. He spent most of his free time playing computer games like StarCraft and League of Legends, as well as a trading card game called Magic: The Gathering. Sam Bankman-Fried also attended Canada USA Math Camp, a summer program for high school students who were good at math. While he was there, he learned about puzzle hunts. They're like scavenger hunts, but involve solving lots of riddles that lead to solving a bigger mystery. He finished studying at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology in year 2014, where he got a bachelor's degree in physics and a minor in mathematics. While he was an MIT student, he lived in a coeducational house called Epsilon Theta. At MIT, he discovered his group of friends, other members of Epsilon Theta, made up of super geeks who shared his interest in magic and video games. Thetans enjoy discussing math, physics, computer science, linguistics, philosophy, and logic problems for fun, even at parties without alcohol. It was his friends from Thetans who introduced Sam Bankman-Fried to effective altruism and later learned about McCaskill from them. At that time, McCaskill was not well known. McCaskill came to MIT looking for volunteers who were willing to join his Earn to Give program. In a cafe in Cambridge, Massachusetts, McCaskill explained his idea like a business plan. It was an investment strategy where the return was measured in human lives. McCaskill said the opportunity was huge because in the developing world, life is still very cheap. He explained with math, if it costs $2,000 to save a life, then $1 million could save 500 people, $1 billion could save 500,000, and theoretically, $1 trillion could save 500,000,000 people from a terrible death. McCaskill couldn't have found a better person to join his cause. Sam Bankman-Fried grew up in the Bay Area with utilitarian values, and he was already motivated by Peter Singer to do good. In his first year at college, Sam Bankman-Fried became vegan and led a campaign against factory farming. By the end of his third year, he was unsure about his future. Then McCaskill, who carried on Singer's philosophy, told him the best way to do the most good in the world would be to maximize his wealth. McCaskill convinced Sam Bankman-Fried that instead of working directly for charity, he could have a bigger impact by choosing a well-paying career and then donating a large portion of his income to charitable causes. Sam Bankman-Fried was persuaded, so he decided during the summer of 2013 to intern at Jane Street Capital. It was a well-known firm among other effective altruists. He traded international ETFs during that time. After finishing his studies at MIT, he went back to work there full-time. He decided to give away 50% of his income to his favorite charities. His largest donations went to the Center for Effective Altruism, CEA. In September 2017, Sam Bankman-Fried stopped working at Jane Street and moved to Berkeley, California. He worked briefly at the Center for Effective Altruism as the Director of Development from October to November 2017. In November 2017, after receiving funds from altruists, member billionaire computer programmer John Tallon and investor Luke Ding, Sam Bankman-Fried and CEA's Tara Headley, formerly Macaulay, co-founded the quantitative trading firm Alameda Research. Sam Bankman-Fried noticed that most people bought Bitcoin using exchanges, and the price of Bitcoin was generally the same across all exchanges worldwide. However, in some Asian countries, Bitcoin was being sold for up to $5,000 more than on other exchanges. This meant there was a potential profit of $5,000 per trade, practically free money. The problem was that there were many obstacles like capital controls, financial regulations, anti-money laundering laws, and so on. Most people couldn't figure out how to make the trade, but Sam Bankman-Fried, thanks to a member of the Effective Altruism EA community in Japan, found a way around some of these obstacles. Alameda Research would buy Bitcoin first on a US exchange, then sell it for a higher price on a Japanese exchange with the help of their Japanese friend. There are different accounts of how much money Alameda Research made from this. Some say $10 million, while others say $30 million. Regardless, it was successful. However, there's a problem with opportunities like this. They don't last forever. Once people catch on, the markets adjust and it's no longer profitable. By January of 2018, Alameda could no longer take advantage of this opportunity. After going to a cryptocurrency conference in Macau towards the end of 2018, he went to live in Hong Kong. In April 2019, Sam Bankman-Fried started the FTX cryptocurrency derivatives exchange, and it began operating the next month. By July 2019, Sam Bankman-Fried was already in discussion with investors, and by August of the same year, they had managed to raise $8 million. In December of 2019, Binance invested an undisclosed amount in FTX and also acquired equity ownership in the company. This led to what appeared to be a friendly relationship between Changpeng Zhao, the owner of Binance, and Sam Bankman-Fried. In the summer of 2021, Sam Bankman-Fried got on a Zoom call with partners from Sequoia Capital, a venture capital firm. He was there to discuss FTX with the hope of persuading Sequoia to invest money in the company. Sam Bankman-Fried shared his vision for the exchange with them. "I want FTX to be a place where you can do anything you want with your next dollar. You can buy Bitcoin, send money in any currency to any friend anywhere in the world, or even buy a banana." They were impressed. A few months after that Zoom call, they led a round of investments for FTX totaling almost $1 billion. In an article titled, "Sam Bankman-Fried Has a Savior Complex and Maybe You Should Too," released by Sequoia, it was revealed that during the Zoom call, Sam Bankman-Fried had been playing one of his favorite video games, League of Legends. Sequoia was just one of the many big institutional names investing in FTX. Other big institutional names investing in FTX included Temasek, SoftBank, BlackRock, and the Ontario Teachers Pension. In 2021, crypto looked like a fountain of wealth to many. To connect with these people, FTX had to get involved in what mattered to them. The Miami Heat Arena, where the Miami Heat NBA team plays, became the FTX Arena in March 2021 after FTX signed a 19-year deal worth $135 million. TSM, a popular esports organization, was now called TSM FTX after a 10-year deal worth $210 million with FTX. Tom Brady, one of the greatest quarterbacks in football history, not only became an ambassador for FTX, but also got equity in the company. The same happened for Gisele Bündchen, the Brazilian fashion model and Brady's wife at the time. Major League Baseball partnered with FTX for 5 years, making FTX the official cryptocurrency exchange of MLB. Every umpire had the FTX logo on their uniform. Formula One teams, the International Cricket Council, and the Golden State Warriors also got involved. Kevin O'Leary, one of the sharks on the popular show Shark Tank, who had criticized the cryptocurrency space, signed a $15 million deal with FTX to be an official spokesperson. Even popular finance influencers known for giving safe investment advice took sponsorship deals with FTX. Many of these influencers believed in Sam's image as much as institutional investors did. In September 2021, Sam Bankman-Fried and all the senior staff of FTX relocated from Hong Kong to the Bahamas. He was later featured on the 2021 Forbes 30 Under 30 list. Sam Bankman-Fried and other leaders discussed rules about cryptocurrency with a government committee. Later, it was revealed that a company mostly owned by Sam Bankman-Fried bought a large portion of stock in the company Robinhood Markets. Some people resigned from their positions at companies connected to Sam Bankman-Fried, like Alameda Research and FTX. This made it seem like something was happening behind the scenes. The CEO of Binance made a big announcement in November 2022, revealing plans to sell a cryptocurrency token connected to FTX. This caused the value of that token to drop significantly. Binance initially agreed to buy FTX due to money issues at FTX, but later backed out after reports of mishandling customer funds at FTX. Around this time, government organizations like the SEC and CFTC began investigating FTX and its connections to Sam Bankman-Fried's other companies. FTX, Alameda Research, and over 130 related entities filed for bankruptcy. Sam Bankman-Fried stepped down as CEO of FTX. In December 2022, Sam Bankman-Fried was arrested in the Bahamas and charged with fraud and other crimes by U.S. authorities. He agreed to be extradited to the U.S. and was released on a very large bond while awaiting trial. After some issues with his bail conditions, Sam Bankman-Fried's bail was revoked in August 2023 due to suspected witness tampering. He was detained in prison leading up to his trial in October 2023. At the trial, he was found guilty on all counts of fraud and conspiracy. His sentencing is scheduled for March 2024. There was supposed to be a second trial in early March 2024 on 5 charges, including bank fraud and bribery. These charges were added by federal prosecutors after Sam Bankman-Fried was extradited from the Bahamas in December 2022. Sam Bankman-Fried wanted these charges dismissed because they weren't part of the extradition agreement with Bahamian authorities, or he requested they be dealt with in a separate trial. However, prosecutors decided not to proceed with the second trial to give the victims a quicker resolution to the first trial sentencing phase. On March 28, 2024, FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried was sentenced to 25 years in prison for what prosecutors call one of the largest financial frauds in U.S. history, capping the one-time crypto king's rise and fall. Thank you for joining us on Profit Predators Business Scams Unveiled. Today's journey through the intricate webs of deceit and ambition reminds us of the price of unbridled greed. As we conclude, remember, awareness and integrity are our best defenses in a world where profit can often precede principle. For more insights and stories that peel back the layers of the business world's darker side, subscribe and stay tuned. Together, we'll continue to share stories that shock and shape our marketplaces. Until next time, stay informed and always question the integrity behind the profits.